Boing, 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 boing. Boy, do I have a show for you. Let me look at the spreadsheet. I do have a show for you. The show's called Piece of Work. Mondays, 4 to 5. Rebroadcast on Sundays from 11. Yeah, double starters. Piece of Work. I already said it. That was last week's broadcast. Boy, this mic is high gain. Alright, when the cymbals come in, that's my cue to come in and tell you you're listening to Piece of Work on WMCB 107.9 FM LP, Greenfield, Massachusetts. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be here till 4 o'clock. Let's start with a East Coast block and a fairly local block at that. I haven't picked the fourth of the block. I think we're going to New Jersey at the end. But we're going to start with Turner's Falls, so to speak. These people are distributed around the Upper Pioneer Valley. Including the Hudson Valley area, if that gives you any hints who I'm talking about. Then it's going to be Cambridge, Massachusetts. Then it's going to be Orange, although those people are scattered about too. And then maybe New Jersey. We'll start with Animal Piss, It's Everywhere. A song called Cocktail Time from their 2024 release, Grace, here in WMCB. On Piece of Work, thank you for listening.
Well, we're all cocktail time. In fact, we're way out of sight on cocktail time. Oh, Lordy Mama, I'm on cocktail time. And even the Dalai Lama is on cocktail time. Dogs are clapping on cocktail time. And even the clocks are laughing on cocktail time. Now let's end this thing.
Thank you.
Listening to Piece of Work on WMCB. My name's Mike. I'll be here till 5. And that was a Massachusetts block. I found one more Mass band. I didn't have to go to New Jersey as I said I would. That was a rough start there today. And I won't bore you with the details, but I'm sure you can imagine it was caused by Bluetooth. What can I say? What an underdeveloped piece of technology. It's good once you connect. If you connect. If a different computer or a different phone didn't connect. At my household, we shout around the house, "Hey, Catherine, will you turn off your Bluetooth? And your phone and your laptop and your watch? Because I want to connect." Behind me, you're hearing the Baltimore Project, Spiral Jetty. I don't normally back announce the bed music, but I love the title of this one. I Spit on Your Groove. And that block ended with Pioneer Valley's Restrained Rockers of the Fast, Ultra-Controlled Motoric Sound, Landowner doing Linear Age. If from their record that just came out this year called Assumption on Exploding in Sound Records. Before that, from Orange, Massachusetts, but other parts too, North Adams, etc., East Hampton. Creative Writing did Glass Days from last year's record, Baby Did This, on Meritorio Records, the Spanish label. Before that, self-released from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Daughter of the Vine, which is the current project of Margaret Garrett, who was in the aughts band Mr. Airplane Man. Also features Kurt Davis of the old Boston band The Conks. That song was called Cosmic Eye from 2024's Mystic Valley Parkway. I remember that road. That's the name of the release, that is. Self-release. Good for you, Daughter of the Vine. And the set began with Local Yokels, Animal Piss It's Everywhere. But if you're in the know, you call them Apey. Song's called Cocktail Time from 2024's release Grace on Sophomore Lounge Records. Recorded by Mike Fellows of Mighty Flashlight, but maybe you know him from Royal Trucks, or maybe you know him from Rites of Spring way back. Discord, hardcore band with Guy and whatever. And that record was put out. Sophomore Lounge is run by Ryan Davis, who blew up. He's okay. He got big this past year. He's in that band, Ryan Davis and the Something Somethings. Anybody runs Sophomore Lounge. Thanks for tuning in to Piece of Work. We always go to Australia on this show. Follow me. Let's go there now. We're going to go to Sydney, Australia, then Melbourne, Australia. And just so I don't tax your patience for Australian rock and roll, we'll then go to Montclair, New Jersey, and New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Piece of Work.
Usually I sing over the question and then the answer answers what I just said. You know, so that's kind of the chemistry to that of the blueprint.
more research before you got me to do this.
Life has been sought after. You don't feel the difference, you only feel pain. But lately, I've been thinking maybe I would do much better to pick a different game. Cause after life has been sought after, you don't feel much different.
I can't even talk anymore, but I can f-ing fly. Like, it will be rad. I just wander about. No one can stop me. No one can do anything. I'll just show up wherever I want to. I can buy whatever I want.
Been working every night, shoveling snow till light, getting dusted off the windowsill. Now you're paying off the energy bill. Disappear on the corner and I'm so be around the corner and I've been waiting way too long. Bought some Indian reeds and said, they just spent it on a navy bag. $100 bill is gone. night at the gate.
No, you don't. Let me catch my breath. That was two from the U.S. and two from Australia. From New Orleans, Twisted Teens just did $100 Bill Is Gone. They're going to be at the Stone Church in Brattleboro in July. They were almost in Turner's Falls, but I was honest about what I thought the turnout would be. And a funny thing is, now they're going to Stone Church. I think Stone Church has better data on what the turnout will be. Tegabau, they're gutting a body of water, who we play in this show, just played up at Stone Church. I wasn't there, I had to work, but I saw someone stopped in who had just been at the show, said the turnout was great. I cannot predict turnouts in this town. That surprised me. Happy for them. I hope Twisted Teens does as well up in that northern state of Vermont. Yeah, that was from their new release, Blame the Clown, on Chainsmoking Records. Before that, the current project of Harry Wall, who was in Uranium Club, a band that was doing well in the teens, maybe. That project's called Aswan Dam. I think he plays everything on it. Laughter and Pain was the name of that one. The record he put out this year is listenable to start to finish. I'll be honest, that's not a lot of records for me. It's called In the Playpen of the Damned. He is in Montclair, New Jersey now. Self-released. Good for you, Harry. Before that, two from Australia. Most recently from Melbourne on Anti-Fade Records, the band Program, a song called Till the Lights Change Color from their album It's a Sign that came out in 2024. And at the beginning of the set, from a great comp put out by Seesaw. It was a Seesaw is sort of like a pitchfork for more niche music. They put out a comp called Battle for LA to benefit the people affected by the Paradise fires. There were two fires, another place too. Anyway, that band was GT, G-E-E space T-E-E, song called Hit with a Club. I was hit with a club. From that benefit that came out this year. That band is from Sydney, Australia. And that catches us up. We have 20 minutes left. Behind my jibber jabber is a friend of a release that will come out on a friend of the show. Band's called Bent Light from Michael Sline, I believe is the fella's name. He's down. He's Connecticut based, like New Haven, I think. But this is going to be put out on Memory Waste Records out of Deerfield, Massachusetts by our friend Chris Liberato. Nice job, Chris. And coming up next, we're going to go to Fairfield, Connecticut, so to speak. We'll get there. And then we always go to Indianapolis. We always go to Indiana on this show. No, we don't. We seldom do, in fact. But we're going to go there three times in a row. So it's going to be Fairfield, Connecticut, and then a hat trick of Indiana bands. Smirk from Fairfield, Connecticut. I think that's where he's living now. Formerly LA. Just announced a new record today on Smoking Room Records. The record's going to be called Speculative Fiction. The first single is out, called Dog Years. Let's hear it on Piece of Work. Thanks for tuning in. I got 19 minutes. We'll be right back.
offer. God, Don, Don.
There's a band that can play the drums and record them too. Well done. That was City Boys from Heidelberg, Germany. A song called Pizzagate. Heard him singing a little bit about pizza in there, saying I want another slice. That was from last year's release. No Pressure. Self-released. Can you believe that? Good job, City Boys. Before that, Three from the state of Indiana. Because we don't always go to Indiana on this show, but today we did. That was Bloomington, Indiana, representing, also self-released by a band called Race Car. Good job, Race Car. A song called Hand Over the Thing. Excuse me. From their self-titled release way back in 2020. Before that, also a self-titled release, also from Indiana, but Indianapolis this time. Released on Long Gone Sound System. A song called New Age Love Song. A band called Living Dream. Prior to that, from Indianapolis this time on Car Park. I guess it was a joint release between Car Park and Smoking Room Records. A band called Good Flying Birds. A song called Eric's Eyes. I want you to know that neither of the E's were capitalized in Eric's Eyes. From a record called Tallulah's Tape, which came out last year. That band just played in New Haven at Cafe 9. And they played with the band that started off the set, Smirk. Smirk just announced a new record coming out on Smoking Room Records as well. That was the first single called Dog Years. And watch for a Smirk show in Turner's Falls in early August. We've got just 2 minutes left. I bet Vince and Dan goes outside and is going to enter shortly. We're going to close out with a band from, oh my gosh, I can't, not even going to say it. You can Google it. Band's called Gob Psychic. Song called Harnessed Energy from their self-titled release that came out in 2023, that is. Thanks for listening to Piece of Work. It was a pleasure having you here with me. No, I won't see you next week. The station's closed. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks again.
Thank you.